started skiing in 63 here. Actually, started skiing in Alton, Brighton before that. But when I was a senior in high school, they had the Knudsen Cup, which was a ski race among the high schools of Salt Lake County, Salt Lake Valley, Park City places. And so each high school had a team, and we raced on payday. To get up to payday, you'd take the gondola to the angle station, get off at the angle station, then take a T-bar to the top of payday, and that's where the race started. And that was my last ski race, was 1964. I was a senior, and then, I mean, I loved racing. I thought it was a great pastime, but I went on to other things, you know. And in fact, that was the first year they required helmets. And so I remember we used to have to shuttle the helmet up and down because we only had one helmet for our team. I remember riding the gondola. In those days, it was a scary proposition. You know, there was a huge span over the canyon. And I remember the time we were riding with four of our team members in the gondola, and suddenly the gondola stopped. And in those days, all the slack would come to the long span. And so you'd immediately go into free fall for about 50 feet. And this friend sitting next to me, this guy, Paul Snyder, just let out this blood-curdling scream for 50 feet, all the way down, all the way back up, all the way back down again. And when we finally settled, there was a woman riding in the gondola coming the opposite direction down, just shaking her head at us in disgust. And that was 64, and pretty much skied every year since then. Many years after this ski race, I remember night skiing, and you'd come down the bottom of payday, it would be transparent ice at the bottom, and so if you try to set your edges, you didn't stop very easily. In fact, one night I hit the hamburger stand about 40 miles an hour at the bottom of payday, under a little bit of influence from the Chianti that we drank on the way up the gondola, but put an end to my season that year. Oh, it just knocked me cold. I broke through the 2x4 header of the opening of the hamburger stand. It was right in front of the bar, so everybody in the bar emptied out. And the next thing I know, they had smelling salts, and I woke up.
After his ski racing career ended, Jack Thomas went on to study planning at the University of Utah, also earning a graduate degree in architecture, later opening his own architecture firm, Jack Thomas Associates. He currently serves as Park City's mayor. For Park City Stories, I'm Leslie Thatcher.
Park City Stories is supported by Sea to Ski Properties, Park City Ski Boot, and Alan Schoenberger's Ski Studio, Park City.